segment 3
adding the insanium
in a year of 2003
我在公司遇到很大的困难
I faced a great difficulty in my work
因为经济开始不景气
because the economy was starting to fail
那公司一直裁员
and the company continued to lay off people
那我的身体健康也不是很好
because my health was not the best
所以工作变成一个很大的重担
so my work became an extreme burden for me
因为人变少可是工作增加了
because there were less hands to do the work and we all had added responsibilities
到了一个程度我没有选择我一定要找另外一个工作
I came to a breaking point. I didn't try to search for another job.
那时候我只是想说在家里先休息几个月然后再去找新的工作
I thought I would maybe stay home and rest for a couple months and then I would go and find a new job.
因为同时在从1991年的时候
Because in 1991,
我先生的家人就开始了一个餐馆的生意。
My husband's family members started a restaurant business.
从91年陆陆续续都一直在经营这个餐馆。
From 1991 and forward, they continued to run this restaurant.
那餐馆的挑战很大，有时候有赚钱，有时候没有赚钱。
The challenge of restaurants are very difficult because sometimes you make money and sometimes you won't.
所以餐馆也对我们的家庭造成一个很大的经济负担。
So the restaurant became a financial drain and a burden on our family.
所以2003年我要离开公司的时候压力非常的大。
And so in 2003 when I considered to leave my job,My pressure was great.
因为餐馆那时候不是很乐观。
Because the outlook for restaurants were not positive.
那如果我又没有工作的话，家庭会造成一个很困难的情况。
And so if I didn't have a steady job, it would cause a financial, even more financial strain on our family.
但是因为在一个很不得已的情况下，还是要做这样的选择。
But under the circumstances, I had to still make this choice.
那离开公司在家里，前几个月都很好。
Which was to, in fact, resign from my job. And the first few weeks when I was at home, everything was still all right.
可是忽然有一天就变很不舒服。
But one day, I became extremely uncomfortable.
我那个症状很奇怪，因为我一直有头晕的问题。
The symptoms were very strange because I always had a dizziness problem.
那个症状是又除了头晕以外，变成头脑不大能思考。
Other than the fact that I was dizzy, my mental functions actually were hampered.
我的头脑我自己认为是一个蛮清楚的人。
I've always thought that my mind was very clear.
我是非常 organized, 然后头脑应该是蛮清楚的。可是那时候当我不能做一些比较困难的思考的时候我就有点害怕。
Consider myself very organized, but once I am unable to resolve difficult problems or handle things, I became quite fearful.
可是在一个很短的时间我发现他不但是不能做复杂的思考开始也不能做一个平常的思考不复杂的思考也不大能够 function.
I found that my mind was unable to process complex things. Then later on, I discovered that my mind was unable to process even simple things.
甚至只要有人问我一些很简单的问题说你这个东西放在哪里我就开始一直冒冷汗一直流汗就心就一直跳很快因为我不晓得 我不晓得怎么回答那个问题。
Even when someone were to ask me a very simple question, such as, where did you put this? Then I will start to sweat, because break out in cold sweat, because I didn't know how to answer this question.
那我那时候都还来不及去看医生，因为他就坏，恶化的速度就很快。
So at that time, I couldn't go to the doctor either because my condition grew worse very quickly.
那在还没有生病的时候，大概我离开公司大概一个月的时候呢，那时候我还在想说，什么时候要开始找工作的时候，有一天我先生站在他的餐馆的前面。
And it was about the time of 1 month after I already resigned from my job that something had happened. My husband was standing in front of a restaurant one day.
就有一个人上来问他说他认不认识这个餐馆的老板，他想要购买这个餐厅。
There was a person who came and asked my husband, do you know who the owner of this restaurant is? Because I would really like to purchase this restaurant.
在这之前，我们曾尝试要把这个餐馆卖掉，但好几次都没有成功。
Prior to this, we had tried for many years to list the restaurant for sale, and it was never successful.
所以到了2003，我们基本上，我跟我先生已经觉得说，这个餐馆就是应该是卖不掉，所以我们也没有再想要卖，因为觉得就不可能了。
At that time, we gave up all hope of being able to sell the restaurant, so we just didn't list it for sale anymore.
所以当那个人来问他的时候呢，他就随便跟他讲一个他心里很想的要的价钱，他就随便说说，想说反正也不可能，他就给他那个价钱。那个人就说好。我们就用这个价钱来跟你购买这个餐馆。
Amazingly, at that time when the person was asking my husband, how much are you going to sell the restaurant for? My husband just jokingly thought, I'm going to give him a number that is my wish number. And so he threw out that number, and this buyer said, okay, I will accept that offer.
所以就开了 escrow.
And he actually opened escrow right away.
在开 escrow 的那天，我们两个都无法想象这个餐馆会这样子就卖掉。
When the escrow was opened, we were both amazed that this restaurant could actually be sold at a price that's even higher than what we originally listed it for.
但是因为要转售餐馆呢，还要经过很多的clearance， 哈，就是说。各方面都要 clear 以后，所以 escrow 大概要开个90天到120天才能转售。
However, the sale of a restaurant is an arduous process because we require about 90 to 120 days for a restaurant to go through different regulations and clearance protocols.
那一年刚好是 SARS 在亚洲爆发的那一年。
In 2003, it was the year of SARS.
那年晚上呢，餐馆都没有生意，因为大家都不敢出来吃饭。
And during that year and night, most of the restaurants had no business because nobody was willing to come out and eat and risk getting SARS.
我们就很担心，想说那个 buyer 看到晚上都没有客人，一定会不肯购买这样子。
We were so afraid that the only buyer we ever had would then see that we have absolutely no dinner guests and then reject and cancel the escrow.
那时候我心里很难过，我想说神为什么会这样开跟我开这个玩笑。
At that time I was really sad. Why would God put such a cruel joke on us? Play such a cruel joke.
很奇妙的，他带领一个人来购买餐馆，可是又刚好遇到 SARS， 这个是好几十年都会遇不到的。那因为这样子，那个 buyer 应该是买不成了。
Even though God did guide through miraculous means, a buyer out of nowhere. Yet God allows SARS to happen that had never happened before to affect us.
那在同时，在这段时期，因为我先生他一直在做餐馆的那些 paperwork， 我因为那时候我身体不好，所以他就忘记 renew 那个 workers comp 的那个保险。
And so at that time, because my husband had to take over all the paperwork, accounting work that I used to do, because I couldn't do them anymore, he neglected to pay for the renewal of the workman's comp insurance.
因为他要做很多细节，他就漏掉这个项目。那漏掉这个项目以后呢，就会那个劳工局就会来餐馆询问。
And because he missed this step, the Department of Labor would come and audit.
那个劳工局来audit 的时候呢，他就列了很多东西，请他拿交出来给他们看。
And when the Department of Labor came to audit, they produced a information request list for him to fulfill.
那也刚好是刚刚好是我生病最严重的时候，我的头脑完全不能做任何的思考。
During that time, the audit notice was issued at a time when my health was at its worst. My mind had no mental capacity anymore to process anything.
所以每一次的 audit appointment 呢，我们都交不出来那个 labor department 要我们准备的 document。
And so, every time that there was an audit appointment, my husband could not produce the requested items.
那个 auditor 就很生气，说他怎么可能什么都没有。
And so the auditor was quite upset. How could he produce absolutely nothing?
所以就给他一个很大的 penalty.
And then assessed a very high penalty.
那我先生每天晚上回来说，你可不可以拜托把这些资料整理一下，都没有办法做任何事情。
And so even though my husband came home every day, asked me, could you please help out with this? I was unable to even produce anything or tell him where those things, records are.
那时候我可以感觉到，头里面很混乱。
That time I could feel that my mind was a mess.
然后我可以感觉到好像头里面越来越暗，越来越暗，越来越暗。
I could feel like my mind was shutting down. It became darker and darker.
那时候我心里非常的害怕。
And that time I was very afraid.
那种恐惧是无法形容的。那我也不大能够祷告。
That kind of terror was indescribable. I wasn't also healthy enough to be able to even pray.
我都没有办法 focus 或 concentrate 做一个祷告。那我就在想说，如果这样每天一直按下去，到最后不晓得会变成什么样子。
I was unable to even focus or concentrate for prayer. So then I thought, how can I even survive day after day like this?
有一天，那天的情况特别的不好。
One day, my condition was at its worst.
从早上开始就起不来，就一直躺在床上。
From the morning, I couldn't even get up.
我躺在那里非常的害怕。
I laid in my bed, horrified.
我感觉到头脑里面全部都是黑暗。
I felt that in my mind it was completely dark.
就在那个时候呢，忽然有一个圣经节进到我的头脑里面。
It was at that point suddenly that I had a verse appear in my mind.
那个圣经节说，在神的爱里面没有惧怕。
In God's love, there is no fear. In love, there is no fear.
那在这之前已经很久很久，头脑里面都没有任何 activity， 没有任何思绪，是一个空的状态。
And during this time, my mind had been blank for a long time.
那天那个 verse 进来，我非常的震惊。
That day when that verse came in, it shook me.
我不晓得为什么有个 verse 可以进来一个已经很久都没有 activity 的头里面。
How is it that a Bible verse could enter into a mind that has been inactive for quite some time?
那那节 verse 进来的时候，我以前常常听说神的话会是很有力量。
Well, when that verse came in, I recall that the word of God is a powerful thing.
但是我从来没有经历过。
But I never experienced that.
那是我第一次经历到，当那个 verse 一进来的时候，它不是只有一个圣经节，它是一个带有能力的话语。
I realized that when this verse came into my mind, it actually was not just a Bible verse, it became a powerful weapon.
它非常非常有能力。
It was full of power and strength.
一直 repeat, 他自己一直 repeat 说，在神的爱里面没有惧怕。
And the verse repeated itself over and over again. In love, there is no fear.
当那个圣经节进来的时候，我在一个已经几乎全部黑的头脑里面呢，看到一个很小很小的光，就好像我们在一个黑暗的隧道里面看到那个光呢，很微弱，很小一点。可是，在一个很黑暗的时候，忽然出现一点小光。
It was as if my mind was a complete darkness, but this verse brought a tiny pinprick of light in that darkness.
那个光不是很强，是很微弱，然后也很小点。
In the beginning, that light was very faint, and it was very tiny dot.
但是我发现，当它这个 verse 一直 repeat 的时候呢，那个光就会扩大一点点。
But then I found that once this Bible verse continued to repeat, that little dot of light started to expand.
那整天当我躺在床上的时候，那个 verse 呢就一直在里面，那个光就慢慢的扩大。
So while I was lying there, the verse continued to repeat, and slowly but surely, that little dot of light continued to enlarge.
到好像晚上 我不晓得是几点了，那时候我搞不大清楚时间，到晚上好像半夜的时候，我感觉到说那个光已经扩大到充满了我整个 头脑。
Until the next morning, I suddenly realized that the light had now expanded to fill up my entire mind.
那因为已经是半夜了，我很想睡觉，我不晓得说明天起来的时候会是一个又回到原来，还是会不晓得这样光扩大的结果明天会变怎么样。
Actually, it was not the next morning, excuse me. It was in the night time that the light had already expanded and filled my mind completely. I was afraid that this light would then go away when I wake up again the next morning.
但是我实在很想睡觉，我就睡着了。
But I couldn't stay awake, so then I fell asleep.
第二天当我起来的时候呢，我就好了。
And on the second day, when I woke up, I was well again.
我无法相信，那我就头脑又开始很清楚，可以就又 回到以前的我。
It seemed like my mind had healed itself, and I was able to do all the things I used to do.
所以我就赶快问我先生说，那个 auditor 的单子在哪里？
And so quickly I asked my husband, where's that list of information request list from the auditor?
从那个早上开始，我看到那个 auditor 的单子，我一看，才剩下几天，就是那个 appointment， 就是 final appointment。
And then from the notice that he gave me, I realized that there was only one last appointment left, and a last chance for us to present these documents.
从那天开始呢，我就一直准备从第一项一直做到最后一项。
And I started working from the first item all the way down the list.
一直做到 appointment 的前一个晚上全部做好。
And until the day, night before the appointment date, I completely finished gathering all the records they requested.
那天 appointment 拖了两个 box 的 document 进去。
And during the day of the appointment, I took with me two big boxes of information.
那个 auditor 无法相信，他说，如果你们有这些 document, 为什么不早一点给我们呢？
An auditor asked, why did you not present these records when we originally requested them?
我跟他讲，因为我一直在生病。
I told the auditor that it was because I was continually sick.
然后呢，那个 auditor 就忽然想到，他说：“对对对，我想起来了，每一次我们跟你先生 appointment 的时候，问他什么 document 都没有，他一直说他的太太生病很严重。”
And so the auditor recalled, "Yes, every time we met your husband, all he could say was, 'My wife is sick. My wife is sick.'"
我说我就是那个太太。
And then I told her, told the auditor, "Yes, I am that sick wife."
所以很感谢神，他看了所有的文件以后，他说：“哦，那只有差一点点，所以我们就把我们不够的那个钱补给他，就是几千块，然后这个 case 就关了。”
And so instead of thousands of dollars that we would have owed, it became only a small matter of a couple of thousand dollars that we had to pay.
然后因为他这样子呢。很顺利的呢，他就可以 issue 一个 clearance certificate， 然后 escrow 也感谢神，居然在差不多120天后 escrow 就关了。
And so it was really miraculous. We really thank God that after 120 days, the Department of Labor issued the clearance certificate, and we were allowed to close on the escrow.
我们非常感谢神哈。在那时候，后来餐馆的这个东西结束了以后
，We really thank God because after this restaurant sale went through，
因为这个餐馆是一个很大的 financial 上的 burden， 所以这个 burden 一解决了以后，我们才发现，哎，我好像不用很急着再回去找一个工作。
And after this financial burden was no longer there。I didn't have to go back and look for a job anymore.
然后也因为我生了一个很奇怪的病，我先生本来一直问我说，叫我赶快去找工作，他也说，那除非很必要，你也不要再去上班。
And so thank God, because of my illness, my husband even allowed me not to work anymore. He said, "Don't, unless we absolutely need it, you can stay at home."
在那个时候，我忽然想起来。
Then at that time, I suddenly recalled.
1999年的时候
In 1997,
神说：“你能相信我可以给神可以给我一个新的生命吗？”
God had, the Holy Spirit had asked me at that time, "Do you believe that God can give you a new life?"
忽然在那个 moment, 我想到那个东西，我真的非常的感动。
And that moment, I recalled.His words, and I was so touched.
因为我真的就得到了一个新的生命。
Because he has given me a new life.
虽然那时候我没有信心的相信，但是他还是这么有怜悯的心。
But even though at that time I had no faith to really believe or accept such promise, God still had mercy on me and still allowed this wonderful blessing to happen.
愿一切颂赞归于神的名。
May all glory be unto His name.
Amen.
Amen.
以后就可以去 serve God， 以后就开始 sermon five， 要怎么当神的仆人？